Fred Film Radio Interview.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in Rome in company of Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris. We are here to present Battle of the Sexes, which is coming out in the theaters here in Italy. 44 years after that match, the battle seems to be still going on. Do you think, and I suppose yes, because you made it, but that there was the need for such a movie?
There's always a need for this story. Subject. As long as men and women exist.
Yeah, and I think it's good to see that even though when we started the movie, work on the movie, we thought we were going to elect a woman for president. So we were feeling much more hopeful and positive about the story, and then the election happened, and it changed the way people view the movie.
Billie Jean is friends with Hillary Clinton, and we thought we were going to have a screening in the White House to celebrate how far women have come.
Why Billie Jean, and why this story in particular?
Well, it was called the Battle of the Sexes, the match, so I think it was sort of in the air because of the election, and we knew we were going to have a woman running against a man. But Billie Jean also is an important figure in American history, and particularly for women, but for everyone. So we didn't feel like there was a good film about her. There were documentaries, but no film that maybe could play to a wider audience. So we just felt like it was important to tell her story, and not just the public story of the match, but also her private story, personal life.
Why did you choose these two actors, Emma Stone and Steve Carell, and how did you work with them on their physical transformation?
They were the first actors we thought of for these parts, and they came onto the project very early. But Emma, you know, we felt like she really needed to work, push her body and gain muscle and gain strength. And in doing that, she would understand Billie Jean better as a character in all ways, you know, both kind of internally and just physically. But also Emma is very similar in spirit to Billie Jean. They're very likable, generous people. And so I think that was, you know, she had the right spirit to capture Billie Jean.
She added 15 pounds of muscle to her body. And then Steve trained for 4 months with Bobby's original coach. So he was very fortunate to be able to really understand Bobby's game.
And his spirit and his character.
Yeah. Did the two protagonists get the same pay?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No problem. No, it was very important to both, to all of us. Yeah.
They both cut their fees.
How often does this happen in Hollywood?
Not enough.
No, yeah. For directors, actors, all the jobs, I think it's, except if it's scale, union scale, it's the same for men and women, but for actors and directors, it's pretty big difference.
We get the same, though.
Yeah.
In 1973, when all that happened, you were teenagers. What did that match mean to you?
I remember there was lots of talk about the match. We didn't see it because we were teenagers. We were out. but I remember there was lots of talk, and Bobby was on the cover of Time magazine, which in America is a huge story. And everyone watched it, and everyone talked about it. But I think it became more important as the years went on, and the struggle for equality became more important.
And because Billie Jean won, she became more famous, and then continued to work. She's become an icon for gender equality and LGBTQ rights. And so, because of who she is today, the match is more important part of our history.
But what's important and interesting is that in 1973, no one knew that Billie Jean was having this affair with a woman. That was
kind of
a complete secret. And that's the story that we wanted to tell with this movie.
Thank you, Belly Ferris and Jonathan Dayton, directors of The Battle of the Sexes, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.